Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I'll be your host for the next 120 minutes. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences in radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. Good night. Oh, no, that's not the end of the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. It's like Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, Focus on the Family, all rolled up into one serving of a multi-layered carrot cake with pure butterscotch sauce drizzled with candied walnuts and cream cheese frosting. Sold right here. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day, personal revelations of my life's insanities, life lessons for our faith that we can actually use. But you might not. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Good question. The review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think he is. That's pretty obvious. Answering life's questions about life's questions. And at the moment, we have a daily double. We do. Now, you got to think about these. These are very intensely written. So think about this. Here's a question. We're asking this question right now. Ready? Do ex-railroad engineers become derailed because they're ex-railroad engineers? Or, here's the second one, have ex-bankers become disinterested? Get it? Disinterested. That's not my best. What do you do? Also, Bible trivia for cool and yet somehow crummy prizes. Sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show.
And remember, wherever there is injustice, you will find us.
Wherever there is suffering, we'll be there.
Wherever liberty is threatened, you will find
the Three Amigos.
Yeah, love it. Great clip right there. Oh, yeah, we're doing that living life as a Christian thingy. Your phone calls and more, compelling monologues, riveting interviews, and fascinating callers. Yay, we got none of that. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. We're coming right back, and man, is it going to be a great show.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
E. coli, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly, mother approved. Call today for your free in-home inspection, 877-332-BUGS.
You've heard about the new regulations from the FHA that took place October 1st, drastically limiting your options in obtaining a reverse mortgage. Well, now you need to know what's next, how you can still take advantage of a government-insured reverse mortgage. It's possible. You got to get linked up with the right people. That's Mehran Aram and the team at Aramco Financial. Find out more at the special dinner workshop in Carlsbad at the Tuscany Restaurant this week, October 10th, 6 p.m. If you and your spouse are 62 years of age or older, you've been thinking about a reverse mortgage, there's still great opportunity. Even though the rules have changed, they can help you navigate all of that. These are the experts at Aramco Financial. Call and reserve your seat today for the next free dinner workshop. It's 866-600-1130. 866-600-1130, or check them out online at aramco.biz. That's aramco.biz, Aramco Financial.
DRE number 01853626, NMLS number 277316.
If you suffer from osteoarthritis and knee, shoulder, or back pain, or the debilitating pain of peripheral neuropathy in your feet and legs, then we highly recommend you see the board-certified medical doctors at MedCare Specialty Clinic in Carlsbad. Their doctors and licensed physical therapists specialize in treating pain. Peripheral neuropathy is a medical condition that should be treated by medical doctors only, and you won't believe how welcome you'll feel when you go to see them. The staff at MedCare Specialty Clinic is committed to doing all they can to make you feel welcome and like part of their family while reducing your pain levels, thus allowing you to regain your mobility and the freedom that comes with it. They accept most major insurance plans, including Medicare. So don't be fooled by fancy ads from non-medical doctors promising pain solutions that rarely work. Instead, see the board-certified medical doctors and staff at MedCare Specialty Clinics at 1201 Carlsbad Village Drive in Carlsbad. Call 760-585-9658 to schedule a free assessment today. 760-585-9568.
This is a public notice from Varango Solar. If you are a San Diego Gas and Electric customer and your electric bill is over $150 per month, this could be your last chance to convert your home to solar energy for zero money down with the government rebate program. To see if you qualify, call 800-951-5800. That's 800-951-5800. The California Solar Initiative expanded state support of solar technology as part of the governor's Million Solar Roofs vision for California. A number of Southern California utilities have already been forced to shut down their government incentives due to budgetary constraints. However, if you are an SDG&E customer and your electric bill is over $150 per month, rebates to Go Solar for zero money down are still available for a limited time. For more information and to submit your application for zero down solar before the deadline, please call Varango Solar at 800-951-5800. 800-951-5800. That's 800-951-5800.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. I'm using my big boy radio voice. You like my big boy radio voice? That's because people, you know, they tell me that I sound like a Muppet. And other people tell me, well, you kind of sound like Gomer Pyle. So somewhere between a Muppet and Gomer Pyle, I'm trying to use a deeper radio voice every once in a while. But that's just for the gigs. It's just for fun. You can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. And also follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because Smondo. There you go. Good one right off the bat. I'm rolling already. This segment brought to you by our very good friend, E. cola Termite and Pest Control, and our very personal friend, Sue Freeze, also known as the Termite Lady. Dun, 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 dun. Now, her son suffered chronic asthmatic symptoms due in part to chemicals that were in a house. So what she did is when she got involved in business, she said, nope, we're going to do it perfectly, the right way, correctly. So E. cola uses microwave, electrogun, and patented E. cola heat that gets rid of the termites without the hassle of moving out or the embarrassment of tenting. The cool thing is that E. cola, this is the 30th year, 30 years of protecting the biggest investment you'll have, which is your home. And they're doing $100 off any termite work or $50 off any initial pest control when you call right away. So you want to call 1-800-332-BUGS. That's 1-800-332-BUGS. You can go to ecolatermite.com, E-C-O-L-A termite, E-C-O-L-A termite, or you can just call them, 1-800-332-BUGS. Do not forget that our very own Sue Freeze has her own show right here on KPRZ, Saturdays at 4 p.m., inspirational material. Very good. Okay. Well, I was debating which stories to start with because, you know, up until seconds ago, I just couldn't. I have so many things I want to go with, so many different directions, and on top of that, my own personal insanities. So, you know, you take your own personal insanities. By the way, I want to say my wife is one of the greatest, I mean, one of the greatest partners, one of the greatest friends, one of the greatest women ever. She got the entire house done. We made this move just in the last couple weeks. She got every single thing done in 8 days. There's nothing left to be done at the house. Nothing in the garage, not a single room, nothing. You know, now you start to enjoy a little bit where you're living and so on and so forth. And our big thing is now it's become sunsets because we have this pretty amazing view. So I just want to say thank you to her. She did a great job. Okay. In the error, and people think I'm using the word E-R-A in the era. Right? But I'm not. I'm using error, E-R-R-O-R. There's a difference of political correctness. Get it? In the error of political correctness. The president has spoken. He has decided to weigh in on what is apparently a national and international story, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't realize the range this story had. But Barack Obama has now said that he himself, if he was the owner of the Washington Redskins, that he himself would be open to changing the name Redskins. Nice job. Very nice job, Robo Paul. Robo Paul will be running with us all day today. Let me just tell you right now, in the error, not era, the error, E-R-R-O-R, of political correctness. By the way, political correctness also is known as PC, which is pushing Christ out, just in case you didn't know that. It's going too far because people are forgetting two major components about the mascots. And I want to get to this. Is very serious. I got four stories right in a row here. Here's the first component people are forgetting. First of all, it's an honor to be a mascot. Okay. It's an honor. You have to try out for it. In professional sports, you get paid for it. It's a job. Okay. It's a job. So they don't want to be the Washington Whales because then the guy would be going around in a whale suit. He'd rather be going around in a Redskin suit, an Indian suit. What's wrong with that? That's number one. Number two, are you kidding? A mascot gets the honor of running in those races when everybody's got the really big heads. How cool is that? And why it would be a dishonor to pick a warrior chief. I mean, I cannot think of anything better. I mean, a warrior chief. It turns out this story, though, has a lot of legs, because even though Barack Obama would like to be politically correct, if he was the owner, he'll never have that much money, by the way. So it's not happening. There's a psychologist that came out. No, really, for sure, for real. And he said Redskins owner's refusal to change the name is a harassment. Now, listen to this, because this is how far it's going, just so you can know. The psychiatrist, Michael Friedman, apparently after just coming out of a cannabis house or something, said this: if someone is in the classroom or the workplace and they tell you something is offensive, and you say in capital letters, we're not going to change, we're not going to change it, that's textbook harassment.
Dum, 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 dum.
So now watch this. So he goes, the government defines it that way. Friedman further stated that the name poses public health concerns as well. That's right. The name Redskin, you know, poses public health concerns. But here's the problem.
Dum, 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 dum.
I don't know. You're going to be careful not to overplay, because this story just gets deeper. Here is what this gentleman is saying. Michael Friedman is saying this. If you tell something it's offensive and they don't change it, then that is harassment, and that's how the government defines it. So let me start off right now. Michael Friedman, your column is offensive. Change it. Because if not, I'm going to have to sue you for harassment. Okay? And the fact that you are even talking about football and you probably never played football, that to me is harassment. That's offensive to me. I can't look at it. It's making me vomit. Are you kidding me? I mean, is this for real? And this is a psychologist. No, he's harassing the people because he's not doing what the people. It's offensive to me. So all I got to do is walk into anywhere and say it's offensive to me. I got an idea. I'm going to walk into a mosque and I'm going to hold up the Bible and I'm going to say, everybody who doesn't believe in this, that it's offensive to me. And right now, all of you better stop what you're doing or else I'm going to call the government and it's going to be harassment. This is like fighting Jehovah mimes. It's the same thing. You know, they stand at your door and you knock, but you don't know they're there because they're mimes. And then, you know, same thing. Okay, so this is a problem here. Let me tell you, we're not done with this, though, because story number three has one of the Washington owners, the owner of the NBA Washington Wizards and the NHL's Washington Capitals, which is Ted Leonsi. Is it Leonsis? Yeah, that's it. He's the sports owner. Here's what he said. When you're dealing with the press and an issue like the names of a team, it's almost like you have a family friend who has a drinking problem or a drug problem. The first thing you have to say to them is you have to admit you have a drinking problem or a drug problem. He's saying that in reference to the press, in reference to them giving the Washington Redskin name a hard time. That guy, he's smart. I think he'd be smart, wouldn't you? Yeah, I think he's onto something. And not to be undone by anybody else, because everybody has to have an opinion. I don't know why, but everybody has to have an opinion. The Baltimore Sun writer said this. Now, I don't. This is beyond the pale. Do not get mad at me. I did not come up with this. He said, watching football is bad. Okay? Columnist insists football fans have to face to the heartless reasons they watch the game, or you have to walk away from it. How can you watch football when you know, and the players too, that your fellow humans are sacrificing themselves for your entertainment? Where's that loser clip? Where's that loser clip? Where's that clip right thing right there? Because really, you got to be kidding me. Or that dumb clip or whatever you want to get. Because first of all, they're football players, okay? They're not robots or anything like that. They love to play football. They live to play football. They choose to play football. And here's the big part that people seem to just skip around. They get major bank for playing football. Now, when you say major bank, we mean major bank. So here's what I would say. Watching winners on TV, people that dedicate themselves, that are fired up, that are committed to their craft, watching winners is good. And just for producers' reference, I'll say Los Angeles Dodgers, winners. Nice job. But reading losers in newspapers, bad. See, watching winners, good. Reading a losing people, bad. Do we have the dumb clip, or is that just not? Yeah, oh, that's good enough. You can play that one because that.
Dumb.
Watching football is bad, and if you watch it, you should feel horrible. You horrible human being.
Dumb.
I'd like to like $1 million a year for 10 years and see how that works out. You betcha. These guys are like in unbelievable shape. You see how fast these guys are. What's your favorite team? Do you like that? Are you a big Charger fan?
After Sunday, unfortunately, yes, I am a Charger fan.
Are you making a reference to that? That they, yeah,
to the events that transpired late Sunday night. Yes.
All right. You got that music I asked you to get? Because all of this comes right into the PC realm, and here you go. I wanted to close this segment out with this piece. Can you play that one specific piece for me? All right. Here's on the heels of all this. About the football, people being offended about a redskin being a mascot, which is a mighty warrior, which in football I think would be a good idea as opposed to a snowflake. Hey, it's the Toledo Snowflakes. Yeah, that's great. A Latino student group says that eating tacos is offensive to Mexicans. I know. You think I'm kidding. I didn't know where this story was. I found it. It was actually first published in May. Northwestern University, they're having a big controversy. Anytime you eat a taco, according to a Latino student group, you're offending Mexican people. Can I have that music again, please? Apparently, none of these people have met my wife. Because if you tell my wife eating a taco is offensive, you are putting your own life at risk. I'm telling you now, you've been warned. That's all I got for you. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 12:10 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, there's so much more insanity. It's awesome.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here, and I have two questions that have to be answered by everybody that has a retirement plan. First, do you know if you're in the top performing funds within your 401k plan? And second, do you have a risk management strategy for the next market crash, or do you subscribe to the buy, hold, and pray theory of investing? Well, I personally encourage prayer over all of life's important decisions, but I also think it's important to have an in-place strategy that can answer both of those questions. questions. Managing your 401k plan is not a dress rehearsal, and in my professional opinion, you must implement a risk management plan if you want any chance at all of ever retiring. It could mean the difference between getting there and not getting there. So if you'd like a real plan in place to manage that 401k or IRA account, call me to schedule your complimentary consultation at 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider, 800-727-PLAN.
VeggieTales Live is the must-see show for you and your kids. It's a super special event that's a birthday celebration, and you're invited.
Birthdays are special, and so are all of our friends.
I can be your friend.
It's a very veggie birthday, celebrating 20 years of hilarious stories, silly songs, and lessons to live by.
Oh, where is my hairbrush? Oh, where is my hairbrush? If my lips ever left my mouth, packed a bag and headed south, that'd be too bad. I'd be so sad.
Bob, Larry, and the VeggieTales crew will be there live and in person. Come be a part of all the fun at VeggieTales Live. Happy birthday, Bob and Larry.
You can catch VeggieTales Live. Happy birthday, Bob and Larry, at Skyline Church in La Mesa, Saturday, October 12th. For more info, go to transparentproductions.com. You don't want to miss it.
Did you know T.B. Pennock & Sons has built more churches in San Diego than any other builder? Hi, I'm Dane Pennock. My family and I have been building churches all over San Diego County for five generations, and we know what it takes to build the house of God. We understand the costs, we understand the challenges, and recognize the diligence required to bring a project to a successful conclusion. At T.B. Pennock & Sons, we understand how to work in a busy environment with children, and we maintain a safe, peaceful atmosphere. We make it our business to build an everlasting house of God. T.B. Pennock & Sons is proud to support the Pastor's Appreciation Lunch. I look forward to meeting you at our exhibit. If I can help you personally with your project, call me, 858-558-1800. That's 858-558-1800.
As a listener, you know that E. coli termite and pest control is successful because they're so effective. Well, if you're looking for a successful career, E. coli wants to talk to you. They have an opening for a technician. You need a good driving record, a valid driver's license, and a good attitude. This is a full-time career with benefits. They provide the training. You bring the dedication. Be a part of the E. coli family. Log on to the E. coli website, termitelady.com. Or call 858-488-2847. E. coli, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. Apply online at the E. coli website, termitelady.com, or call 858-488-2847. That's 858-488-2847.
Please join your community for the 26th annual Desert AIDS Walk, benefiting Desert AIDS Project Saturday, October 19th in Palm Springs. Register online today at desertaidsproject.org for a day of fun, celebration, and advocacy. For details, call 1-760-969-4504.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Okay, that didn't come out very good. You can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment. Follow me on Twitter at Spoon Experience because that's my handle. Okay. I wanted to get through that fast. Could you tell? This segment brought to you by Zero Res and our good friend Brian Holland at Zero Res. First of all, Zero Res, use it scientifically. I did it again. Scientifically. What is with me in the word scientifically? I can't say it. Scientifically. Maybe I can say it like that. Proven empowered water instead of chemicals. The bottom line is, when they come and do your carpets like they did mine, it works. That's all I care about. I care about if somebody comes into the house and they clean the carpets, I care that all the spots go bye-bye. That's what I want. That's what happens when you call them. That's how it works. It's completely green, safe for pets, safe for kids, safe for allergy sufferers. The techs are great. They're prompt. They're polite. They're professional. Totally awesome people. $129 for three rooms. And here's the key. They got the 30-day you gotta love it guarantee, which means that you gotta love it. And the best part about it is when they leave, first of all, they're not wet and jet. So they don't just dump water on your carpet. They clean it. Okay, and they're using, I mean, it's unbelievably scientific when you get into it. It's really weird because they put a chemical in and it breaks up the dirt, and the chemical breaks up the dirt, and then the next sprayer lifts up the dirt, and then it replaces it with clean. It's so bizarre, and you're thinking, how'd you do that? It's like, I don't have any idea how they do that. You call 858-486-4100. That's 858-486-4100, or you can go to zeroressandiego.com. Smoking deal, $129, three rooms, and you will absolutely love it. And I am absolutely impressed with them as a carpet cleaner, and that's the fact. They did that good a job. Okay. Well, I can go one of two ways here. I can do a DDD, which I got a decent one, or I can tell you the thing that happened with our new favorite person to watch, Candida Moss, the New Testament theology professor at Notre Dame. So we talked about that last time. I talk about her, or we can talk about her when we get back. I think we'll talk about her after this break. How long have we got? About 5 minutes on this break. I did want to do a DDD. It's kind of a cool one. This is what it is. That's plenty of time. Here we go. This is something that I want everybody to kind of, I'm going to blow your mind. I'm going to destroy a lot of the fear I hope you have in your life right now. Ready? Matthew chapter 17, verses 24 through 27. You might want to write that scripture reference down just so he can tag it later. Matthew 17, 24 through 27. I want you to listen to the great, great power of this story. Listen to this. When they came to Capernaum, those who collected the double drachma tax, did you get that? The double drachma tax, approached Peter and said, "Doesn't your teacher pay the double drachma tax?" "Yes," Peter said. When he went into the house, Jesus spoke to him. "What do you think, Simon? Who do the earthly kings collect tariffs or taxes from? From their sons or from strangers?" "From strangers," Peter said. "Then the sons are free," Jesus told him. "But so we won't offend them, go to the sea." Now listen to this. "Cast in a fish hook and catch the first fish that comes up. When you open its mouth, you'll find a coin. Take it and give it to them for me and you." All right, let's break this down. We're going to retell. We're going to paraphrase what we just read. Peter is walking into the temple. They're going in. And the bottom line is, "Hey, wait, you guys didn't pay the double drachma tax. Doesn't your teacher pay it?" And Peter goes, yeah, he pays them. So he walks in there and then he's like going, "Peter," like, "yes, Jesus, I'm going to teach you this right now. I mean, it's the kings collect taxes and tariffs from strangers, not from sons, just so you can know. But you know what? We don't want to offend them. Go fishing. Take your pole. Go fishing. Catch the first fish. Open its mouth. There's going to be a coin in there. Take the coin. Give it to them for you and me." What do you and I not realize about this story? Ready? I want to blow your mind. Ready? So keep your ears together. Don't let your head fall apart here, okay? Keep it to try and keep your brains in. Ready? Here we go. Before that event took place, you know what had to take place? Some guy had to be, or gal, had to be out on the sea. Now they're out on the sea. They're not walking on the water, okay? So they're in a boat somewhere on the sea. Right? And out of their pocket falls a double drachma tax coin. That coin drops into the water. Now, nothing's happened yet. All of a sudden, a fish, a designated fish, by the way, let's call him Larry. Larry the fish, all of a sudden, has this urge to swim by the double drachma tax coin. Unbeknownst to Larry the fish, he has another urge to eat the coin, not something a fish would typically do.
He opens his Larry the Fish mouth. In goes the double drachma coin, tax coin. And then Larry takes a detour. Where is he detouring? Now he has to rendezvous with Peter. And the fish doesn't know he's going to rendezvous with Peter. What he's going to find out is Peter is going to be the one that brings him up out of the sea. Peter is on his way to go fishing so he can get the double drachma tax coin that he shouldn't have mentioned in the first place, that God happened to put into the mouth of Larry the fish that Sally or Billy or somebody dropped into the water beforehand. And all this is taking place because why? Because God coordinates everything. God coordinated it for somebody to drop a coin into the water, have a specific fish at a specific time, swallow the coin, and then swim out to the future location of where Peter was going to be. If that doesn't teach you that everything is in the hands of God, nothing will. So now Larry the Fish, and if you're Larry the Fish, you're going, why am I carrying this coin? That's what you're doing, because the fishes don't go around swallowing coins. But people, I guess, typically don't go dropping them in the sea either. I'll give you that one. You know, maybe a little manufacturing problem with the clothing, which can go even further back on the Lord. We don't know where that's going yet. So anyway, so Larry the Fish gets to the destination. Peter goes out to get the fish. I'm going to assume he didn't just step 1 or 2 feet into the water to catch the fish. Usually fish aren't in the first 3-4 feet, right? So he's out there somewhere. He either throws a line or a net, probably a net. And in that dragging of the net is Larry the Fish. He takes the first fish, which means that there might have been 50 fish in that, maybe 20, maybe 30, grabs the first one. Now, that's right there. That's amazing that the only fish that has the coin in its mouth is going to be the one that he grabs. He's going to grab that fish, open its mouth, you know, because typically you grab a fish and then the first thing you do is start looking down its throat. Okay, well, maybe not. And then he's going to grab that coin and come back and pay. How did he do all that? He did all that because God coordinates things in our lives that are so beyond our scope. Jesus was simply teaching Peter a lesson and had all of these different principles and elements and rules taking place in order for that lesson to come to fruition and for Peter to understand. And we read that story and we think, God, geez, I can't believe Peter said yes. What a ding-ding he was. Why did he do that? And then the real side of the whole story is God coordinated all this different stuff to happen because he's God. That's what he does. That's what's cool. Now, the only thing we don't know is what happened to Larry the Fish. I don't know. Did Peter keep him or did he throw him back? After all, the fish gave the coins. I don't know. You got to think about it. Anyway, that's a lesson for everybody to be learned. You could be in a lesson right now. Maybe you should be looking for Larry the Fish. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we get back, we're going to talk about Notre Dame and theology.
About the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Step out of the everyday and into the tranquility of the spa at La Costa, named the number one wellness spa in the nation. Come for a treatment and stay for the day. Visit the spa at La Costa in October and receive a $45 savings pass. Details at lacosta.com.
When we had a short list of the people we wanted to go out and interview, these people were threatened and they actually pulled out and said, you know, we're not prepared to come out and tell our story because we know people are out there looking for us and they're quite prepared to do whatever it takes to harm us.
Right now, Christians in Africa are suffering deeply for their faith in ways you and I find hard to even imagine. Loss of home and family, threats of death, but you can give them hope. You can send the Bibles they long for. Let them know that when they call on you, you hear them and you answer. Right now, combined with the challenge grant already provided by Friends of Bible League, when you give $25, we will be able to send 10 Bibles. When you give $50, we'll be able to send 20. Call 1-800-YES-WORD. That's 1-800-937-9673. Or give online at 1-800-YES-WORD.com.
Kevin Davis here with Tracy from Monte Vista Village.
Tracy, right now's a great time to check out Monte Vista Village, isn't it?
Hi, Kevin. It sure is. It's so extra exciting around here these days. Not only are we offering our new lower rate options that I've been talking about for the last few weeks, but our maintenance department is busy updating our apartments with new kitchens and showers, so it's really great. And Kevin, I encourage your listeners who have been thinking of senior living to come on over to Monte Vista Village and talk with our residents about how they went about their move. What made them finally decide to make the change? And how do they handle that real hurdle, which is getting rid of the stuff? And of course, another great question would be, are they happy they made the change? So don't stay at home tied down to your house. There's still a life to be lived. Give me a call. I'm at 619-465-1331, and let's set up lunch with a resident.
You need to check out Monte Vista Village. Give them a call, 619-465-1331, license number 374-600-564.
Attention KPRZ listeners, the following is a very important announcement from Jason Barth of Park Place Funding.
It couldn't be a better time to take advantage of this market because right now the rates on a 30-year fix are at a 4.375, and that's at no cost, and that's having closing costs paid for it, and you can also have your taxes and your insurance paid for as well. We're also doing VA loans, FHA loans, VA loan with zero down at no cost of a 3.875, that's a 30-year fix, as well as FHA, 3.5 down at a 3.875, also a 30-year fixed at no cost. Anytime's a good time to give me a call at area code 949-282-8428, and looking forward to meeting you.
Call Jason Barth with Park Place Funding today, 949-282-8428. For more information on Park Place Funding, you can also go to parkplacefunding.net, 949-282-8428. Park Place is a DBA of Shoreline, NMLS number 242862, 949-282-8428.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. That was like me falling off a ledge. I don't know if it worked, but I tried it. And I grabbed the wrong piece of paper. Oh, that's great radio right there. Okay. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our very good friend, Eric Holloway. Hey, Eric, how you doing? Haven't talked to you for a little while. They got over 20 years of experience, active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded over 40 different classifications, testimonials from people just like you about how good the roofing company is. He's got a terrific testimony, great Christian brother, and I like this guy a lot. And if you got any roofing anything, you need to call this guy. You need to call him, period. That's it. 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. You can also go to ExcaliburRoofing.com. ExcaliburRoofing.com. All the estimates that they do are free. The deal is they do new roof construction, old roof replacements, or repairs. We know it's going to be raining tomorrow. I think it's supposed to rain tomorrow. I don't think that's a flash weather thing or anything. I heard it was supposed to rain. And so what happens when it rains is you got to be checking your roof and making sure there's no leaks. And if there's some problems or something, this is the guy you need to call. This is the company, Excalibur Roofing. Excalibur Roofing, 760-743-8803. Okay. We have Jean. Is it Jean-Luc? Jean-Luc. Is that it? Is it John? It's got to be Jean-Luc. Jean-Luc, are you there?
I'm here, David.
Oh, it's good to have you back, Jean-Luc. How are you?
I'm doing quite well, thank you. How is the experience going?
The experience is expanding. Is that good? That's a good thing.
Blackness of space, no doubt.
Yes, that like the ship that you were the captain of, sir. Yes, it's expanding into the expanse of space. That is correct.
Ah, the Enterprise, a very good ship.
Yeah. See, hey, you know, I heard something about you recently. Just didn't know if you were still in California, but I heard you were not far away from where we are here in La Jolla. Is that correct?
Very close by, David. I can't tell you where, but yes, here in good old CA.
Okay, and good old CA. Huh, that's a good one. I thought you were in California, not
British,
Canada.
Like to call it, in good old Ka.
Oh, okay, Ka. Good. That's good. That's very good, Jean-Luc. Now, Jean-Luc, did you have something major happen in your life recently?
I did. I actually recently got married, David.
Well, congratulations, sir. Well, congratulations on your marriage.
Had Sir Ian McKellen was able to perform the ceremony. It was quite lovely.
Isn't that the gentleman that was involved with Professor X?
Good old Magneto, yes.
Yes, there it is. There it is. And is there anything we should know about your marriage? I mean, this is very exciting. I know you're 73, so she's got to be a very fit woman in her 60s, maybe early 70s.
Actually, David, I'm not going to give away her exact age. You don't do that with women, but she is in her 30s, as a matter of fact.
Oh, I see. So she's in her 30s, so you're at least 35 years older than she is. Wow. That's impressive. So you got anything coming up? Any new movies coming up? Anything going on?
What is going on, David, is yes, we actually have a second X-Men movie coming out. Actually, a sequel, if you will, to like X-Men 3. Also take some of the younger cast, and we're actually going to be all in the same film together. It's going to be quite lovely.
Wow, very impressive. But I thought you died in the last film.
David, in cinema, there's always a way.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, Jean-Luc, I want to thank you for taking the time, and I certainly wish you the best in your marriage, and my strong advice is take naps.
You know what? We always need to just get rest, David, or otherwise, you know what? You're not going to be able to keep up with your other half.
That's very true.
Have a great experience, David. Keep doing a good show.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it, sir. You are a scholar and a gentleman and the only one in the Star Trek Academy. That's left. That was Jean-Luc Picard calling in, touching base with everybody. Very nice to hear from him. Okay, so Paul, by the way, when we first came back in, you played there was the Notre Dame theme song, right? Was that? Now, the funniest part about this is that Ohio State Ron and I, neither one of us like that song.
Like one of the, neither do I.
It's one of the few football things that Ron and I would agree upon. So anyway, what happened is Bill O'Reilly wrote his book. Now, we did a whole hour on that, the whole book process. We already did that. And then he had, about a week later, this lady named Candida Moss, who is supposed to be, that's what they profess her to be. They profess that she is the professor at Notre Dame and the professor of New Testament theology. So anytime you hear that, you certainly have an interest, and she gets on Bill's show, and the first thing she says is the only way for anybody to get to heaven, no matter what, is for them to sell everything they have and give to the poor. That's the only way to go to heaven. And then I commented when she said that, but then if all of the people take everything they have and they sell it and they give it to the poor, then the poor become rich. And then they then have to sell everything they have and give to the poor. And then the rich, who then became poor, then become rich again. But then they have to go and sell everything they have and give it to the poor, who were poor in the first place. And then they became rich. But then they became poor. Then they become rich again. And then this just keeps going. There's no end in sight. So what's going to happen is everybody's going to be poor and rich and rich and poor and rich and rich. And it's never going to stop. So anyway, her theology, needless to say, the flaw in the theology is incredibly large. And the scariest part is she's teaching minds about New Testament faith and not doing a splendid job. In her latest article that she published yesterday on CNN's Belief blog, right now, if I don't get some Pepcid or some Tums, there's going to be trouble here. She decided that she was going to write and tell what the big five flubs were, besides whatever she had to say, which was just nothing but an incredibly ridiculous theological position. She came up with five things that she did not agree with Bill on and why his book is no good. Here's the second one on the list. Ready? You want to ready for this? You got a drum roll? Because this one could well use it. Do we have one? A snare drum? How about a tambourine? How about a gazoo? How about a gazoo? Get it? Okay. Let me know when you get that. There we go. Good enough. That's good enough. Here's the big thing she had to say. Get that other sound track ready. Get ready. Here's what she had to say. According to the professor of Notre Dame, New Testament theology, Candida Moss, Paul was not a Christian.
Dum, 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 dum.
Now, you think I'm making this up? She said Paul was not a Christian.
Dum, 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 dum.
She's saying the Apostle Paul, who was Saul, who had the conversion on the road to Damascus in Acts chapter 9, not a Christian. Her theory is that they didn't really use the word Christian around Paul's time. Small problem with that New Testament theology. Let me just briefly read this. Paul converted in Acts chapter 9. Here comes Acts chapter 11, verse 25 and 26, two chapters later. Then Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul, and when he found him, he brought him to Antioch. And for the whole year, Barnabas and Saul met with the church and taught great numbers of people. By the way, Saul and Paul, same. Let me say that again. Paul and Barnabas met with the church and taught great many people, and the disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. So here's a lady that's saying Paul's not a Christian, and it's Paul and Barnabas who are involved the very first place they are called Christians. The very first place. Not only is she inaccurate in saying that Paul wasn't a Christian, it is the most inaccurate statement you can make since Paul and Barnabas were primarily responsible in Antioch for the work that was going on. The first place that they were called Christians where Barnabas and Paul were. But according to her, Paul was not a Christian. What do we think about that?
Dum, 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 dum.
I am at a loss as to how somebody can teach the New Testament and be a professor at Notre Dame and not know that Paul is a Christian. And for her to say, well, they didn't really use that word. Well, that's right. If you don't believe the Bible, if you're not really a believer in the Bible, first of all, why are you teaching New Testament theology? And second of all, where are you coming from? Where do you get this information? Did you read the book? So for a whole year, Barnabas and Saul met with the church and taught great numbers of people. The disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. This is our new person to watch. Candida Moss, professor of New Testament theology at Notre Dame. And a person obviously doesn't understand the word Christian. By the way, Christ means, it's the Greek equivalent to Messiah, means anointed one. Christians, by the way, anointed ones. Oh, the plural, just to let you know. Are we on a break? Yeah, we're on a break. Oh, I guess we got a break. The last thing I can say about a New Testament theology professor teaching is please read the New Testament if you're going to teach the theology. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, a DDD.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
The best Christian music, relevant sermons, and other Christian content easily accessible from anywhere on your laptop, tablet, or smartphone. Visit ChristianRadio.com. That's ChristianRadio.com.
You've heard about the new regulations from the FHA that took place October 1st, drastically limiting your options in obtaining a reverse mortgage. Well, now you need to know what's next, how you can still take advantage of a government-insured reverse mortgage. It's possible. You got to get linked up with the right people. That's Mehran Aram and the team at Aramco Financial. Find out more at the special dinner workshop in Carlsbad at the Tuscany Restaurant this week, October 10th, 6 p.m. If you and your spouse are 62 years of age or older, you've been thinking about a reverse mortgage, there's still great opportunity. Even though the rules have changed, they can help you navigate all of that. These are the experts at Aramco Financial. Call and reserve your seat today for the next free dinner workshop. It's 866-600-1130. 866-600-1130, or check them out online at aramco.biz. That's aramco.biz, Aramco Financial.
DRE number 01853626, NMLS number 277316.
Are you upside down on your home with no relief in sight? Is your lender harassing you about late or missing payments? Are you considering a short sale? Do you feel like you'll never get out of debt despite having good income and not even using your credit cards? Have you been threatened or served by a lawsuit from a creditor? If you've answered yes to any of these questions, you owe it to yourself to call me. Hi, I'm Sean Doan, seasoned California attorney and reoccurring guest on KPRZ's own Your Credit Matters with Rondi Lambeth. I treat these financial-related illnesses. Call me today. today and schedule your free consultation. Find out how you can regain financial prosperity in as little as 110 days. Mention KPRZ for special pricing. If you are considering a short sale, you should seek legal advice before doing anything, despite what your real estate agent may tell you. Before you make another pointless payment to the big banksters, call Doan first. Knowledge is power and will set you free. 760-746-4476. That's 760-746-4476 or online at doanlaw.com.
Not much media attention has been given to the reality of current-day slavery in Sudan. Slaves are physically and psychologically tortured. Christian slaves are forced to convert to Islam. While in bondage, slaves are prevented by force from hearing the good news of Jesus Christ. But for over a decade, Christian Solidarity International has been fighting slavery in Sudan one life at a time. For only $50, you can contribute to the liberation of one slave. $50 can set a slave free and help rebuild physically and spiritually broken lives. What would you pay to set any Christian brother or sister free from slavery? Join me, Heather Lloyd, in our effort to help free 150 slaves as a KPRZ family. Call 888-676-5700 to donate $50 and free a slave in Sudan. Your gift of $250 will help free 5 slaves. $500 will help free 10 slaves. Join KPRZ, Christian Solidarity International, and the Amazing Change Movement and do something right now. Call 888-676-5700. Your financial gift is needed now. Call 888-676-5700.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Last night I took a walk after dark. I swing a place called Palisade Bar. To have some fun and see what I could see.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon, and I sound like a Muppet. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. You can reach the show by sending an email. Always fun to do. Email at David Spoon. So, you know, it's actually, it's email David Spoon at. You don't put the at in front of the David Spoon. You know, if I could do this one time without messing it up, I'd be pretty impressed. David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience. Like it and or make a comment. And then also on Twitter, you can follow us at Twitter at Spoon Experience because there you go. A couple things to say. We got a lot of news, got a lot of DD. Just that thing about the Notre Dame thing. Boy, that's I just don't know, man. You got a college, number one Catholic college in the United States. Is it the number one college? It's not number one Catholic college in the world, is it? It's just in the United States, right? It's like the biggest Catholic college in the United States.
That is correct.
Okay. And they're teaching this professor of New Testament theology. Terrible. She said like 5 things. 4.5 of them are wrong. It's like you can't believe that's going on. So that kind of bothers me because she's a teacher. You know, with Bill O'Reilly, the reason that I get all amped up is because he's influencing people and he's saying, well, I'm not really teaching. But he is, because he's talking about, you know, who Jesus was and so on and so forth. He's doing Christology, even though he doesn't realize he's doing Christology. And Christology is the study of Christ, the humanity and the divinity. And this teacher, though, is in that position, in that place, and teaching things that are just not in the Bible. And it's like, ugh! You know, sometimes I want to scream. You know, and you know what? To be really honest, and this is just, you got to admit, sometimes you'll be talking to somebody out there in the audience. You'll be sharing with somebody. You'll be saying things. And all these weird different half-truths, half-scriptures come through, and you're like, no, that's not what it says. And, you know, you say every once in a while, you feel that way. You go, ah, that's unbelievable. So you're just trying to get through it. Matthew chapter 17, verse 1 through 5. You might want to jot that verse down there. Matthew 17, 1 through 5 says this. After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. There he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as light. Just then there appeared before them Moses and Elijah talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, a bright cloud enveloped him, and a voice from the cloud said, This is my son whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him. Okay. So this is Matthew chapter 17, verses 1 through 5. So I want to ask you a couple questions. I want you to see if you can catch some of this stuff with me. It's pretty fascinating. So Peter, James, and John go with Jesus. They go up to the mountain. It's called the Mount of Transfiguration. Jesus turns into a bright light. That's pretty powerful stuff. And Moses and Elijah are there. So Peter, James, and John, they're there having this experience with Jesus, so to speak. And it's ironic that Peter says, it's great for us to be here. We're really happy. Why don't we build you a shelter, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah? Question number one, how did Peter know who it was? How did Peter know who it was? This is why a lot of people believe that when we are in glory, that you will know one another. Because Peter didn't have a portrait of Moses. They didn't take Polaroids back then. He didn't have a picture of Elijah. But he immediately knew who the two people were, that they were Moses and Elijah. It indicates that there will be a knowledge that's a little bit beyond the knowledge that we typically operate in. But it's not a guarantee, but it's interesting. The question is, what did Moses represent? And Moses always, in any kind of context like this or others, represented one significant word, law. Moses was the giver of the law, the Ten Commandments. He was the one that gave it. God used him, spoke to him, gave it in Exodus, gave it in Leviticus, gave the breakdown in Numbers. I mean, the whole nine yards. What did Elijah represent? The prophets. He was the first of the great prophets. Moses represented the law. Elijah represented the prophets. So what Peter was looking at was the law and the prophets, everything from the old, everything that's towards the old. And what was the command at the very end of everything? The Father said, "This is my Son whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." Even though we've had the law and the prophets, Jesus' covenant and teachings are superior. Jesus' teaching, because he is the Messiah, the Son of God, is superior to the law and the prophets. Thus, the new covenant is superior to the old covenant, law and prophets, the new covenant, Jesus. And that, by the way, just in case you didn't know, that's what the whole book of Hebrews is about, all of it. The whole premise of the book is to explain to you that the new covenant is better than the old covenant. Peter knew who it was, amazingly. Mo represents the law, Elijah the prophets. Jesus is superior. The Father says, "This is my Son whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him," because he takes precedent. He's in authority. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, we got some more news, more DDDs, and more general insanity. Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.